Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined right here by Kent Steinbach, and we are in Dallas, Texas, and not just Dallas, Kent. We are at Herb's Coffee House.
Center of the universe.
Center of the universe, right here.
We looked it up.
We looked it up in the GPS.
Yes.
This is the epicenter.
Yes.
Right here. And so I want to invite you to come here sometime in Dallas. We're in James 1, verse 22. Kent, and the title of this is Obedient Faith, and all faith is an obedient faith.
Yeah.
But let me read verse 22. He says, but prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. So this is kind of a tightly worded verse that's very potent in what it has to say. And what he is saying is, it's not enough for you to sit under the Word of God and to hear the Word of God. You've got to act on the Word of God. And if you don't act upon what you hear, you're going to delude yourself. And Kent, that has an imagery almost like we're drinking some of your famous Herb's House coffee. If we just started pouring water into this, we would be diluting it, and it would be losing its punch and losing its robust taste until it's just kind of bland. And what James is saying, the same thing is true in our spiritual lives, that when we hear the Word of God, if we do not immediately act upon it and put it into practice and obey it, that we are just deluding ourselves, which has the idea of deceiving ourselves, but also the truth that's already in us is being watered down, and it's weakening our spiritual life. It's weakening our faith, and we are not remaining strong in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, I mean, let's just look at this one more time. He says, prove yourselves, and there's only one way to prove the validity of your faith, and that's by acting upon the Word of God, which means to do it, to obey it, to keep it. So he says, prove yourselves doers of the Word. You need to put this into practice with active obedience and not merely hearers, which would mean to fail to act upon what we hear. And when we do, we only delude ourselves. And Kent, this word delude is a word in the original that just means a false reasoning or a miscalculation. And so if you don't act on this, you begin to rationalize in your mind why it is that I don't have to follow this in my life. And you conjure up excuses. Rather than having a sharp conscience, and I need to put this into practice. So, Kent, let's talk about this. This is a very practical verse.
Incredibly practical.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
It is.
So talk to me.
Well, I need this, but probably more than anybody, for sure. Let me ask you this. Is it harder sometimes? This is application, basically.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
It's applying what we hear.
Yeah.
Is it harder, in your opinion, or maybe not, to apply what we hear than to just know it or to hear?
That's a really good point.
Is it what, in other words, to learn doctrines, to learn who God is, to study all about God and these principles, and for it to be here in our brain? Is that easier or harder than applying it, or is it the same?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, Kent. I think we would have to say that it's harder to live it.
Isn't that something?
And to apply it.
You would think the opposite.
Yeah, you would think the opposite, but it's just limited to your brain power to learn it, and obviously the Holy Spirit teaching you. But to put it into practice takes it to a whole nother level. And there are practical ramifications of with any doctrine and with any truth taught in Scripture. And it's, in a sense, easier just to check boxes. Yes, I believe this. I believe this.
That's great.
Okay. I see it. I see how you've come to this understanding of this truth. But then for it to be turned back on you, and it's like, so what are you going to do about this? How's this going to change your life? How are you going to live this out? It's like, oh, wait a minute. Now this is getting very personal. Now this is like invading my private space.
So Steve, I'm just asking the question, is that because of the remaining sin nature we have and the tendencies we have?
Yeah.
And is that because of that it's hard to change or apply? Or
Well, of course. That's why the previous verse said we've got to put away all filthiness and put away all iniquity that remains within us, to use James's word there. So that's what's holding back us from being able to live this and to walk in a manner that is in alignment with what the scripture is calling for. And so it's sin that holds us back. And, you know, we have three great enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. Well, the one that lives inside of us, the flesh, is our greatest enemy.
Hmm. So when you're preaching, what's the difference in expounding the word and then your ability to come up with application? Is that harder? Or is that,
oh, yeah.
How is that? So it's harder to come up with the application.
Absolutely.
Is that right?
Yeah. For the interpretation of this passage, I can go buy that at the bookstore. I can just go buy commentaries. In fact, I can get it, you know, on Kindle in like 5 seconds. And I can read how the greatest minds in the body of Christ down through the centuries as well as today have interpreted this. And so I can get it all out in front of me very easily, intellectually. Obviously, some passages are harder than others. But the interpretation for me is the easier part. The harder part is to think through, how does this relate to daily life, to the people that I'm speaking to? And how does it relate to my life?
Yeah.
And what does God require of me? And so now this becomes challenging. And I don't want to be a hypocrite and preach on something that I'm not trying to live out myself. And so this is getting out of just head knowledge, and this is getting now into heart reality and affecting really the rest of my whole existence. So it's not just my head, but my whole body, if you will. So you've raised a great point there, Kent, and I would just have to say yes. And I think that as we mature in the Lord, that there is an increasing understanding of how this should be working out in my life. As we face different challenges at different stages in our Christian life, I think we grow to see the relevancy of this as being even more applicable than earlier in my Christian life.
You know, you and I talk about this a lot, but we have in churches, we're just you know, a segment of society saved by grace, and we have a lot of people come in with marriage issues.
Yeah.
You've counseled thousands.
Yeah,
of them.
Yeah.
Do you think you could say that, and they're Christians.
Yeah.
Do you think how much of the marriage issues we're true believers, but we're not applying God's word?
Oh, that's the whole thing.
You think it's the whole thing?
That's the whole thing, 110%.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
If you think about that.
It is. Now, about marriage counseling, I heard one man say, this is my approach to counseling. What does the Bible say? No, what is your problem? What does the Bible say? And why are we still talking?
Yeah.
Like, you know what the scripture says at this point.
Yeah.
And you need to just put this into practice. You need to die to self. You need to consider the interests of your spouse is more important than your own. You need to sacrificially give of yourself to seek your spouse's highest good. You need to be decreasing so that Christ can be increasing. I mean, there you go. I mean, you've solved, I think, basically 100% of marriage problems.
Isn't that so? It's like the Nike slogan, just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just do it.
But again, it's the hardest part.
Well, it is. Of course it is. And obviously I still struggle with this, and sure. and you do as well. And that's why we have to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. At least we're making progress.
Yeah.
We would like to make faster progress, but it, praise the Lord, we're at least better off or closer to the goal than what we were a decade ago and 5 years ago.
So when I leave this morning after our devotional, I need to be thinking, when I leave church, what do I need to be doing better?
Yeah.
What do I need to put in practice? What am I not doing that I need to be doing?
And like last Sunday, Kent, in church, you know, I preached on let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Yes. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you. Let the name of Christ be a governing factor in your life.
Yep.
I mean, there we go with the application.
Huge.
Yeah. Well, the word of God needs to be more than in your head. It's got to be in your heart and in your life and penetrate every aspect of your daily walk with the Lord. So I pray that today's devotion from James 1:22 will be an encouragement to you and a challenge as well to put into practice and to live out what you're learning from the Scripture. Well, God bless you. Thank you for joining us today for Steadfast Hope.